Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
719, Viking kicker Dan Bailey joining us here this morning on WCCO. Dan, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a bit about this game against Dallas because, I mean, Dallas, of course, you started your career. You're all pro. You became one of their best all-time kickers. And now you go back and play them Sunday night. Is it a big deal to you or is it just another game?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's just another game. But, yeah, I mean, I had, you know, had some good years there and definitely enjoyed my time there. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're having a good year here, obviously, and really enjoying the operation we have as far as the field goals go up here. So, yeah, just another business trip down to Dallas. You know, I'll say hi to a few folks, but other than that, it'll be business as usual.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're one of the few to score all those points for Dallas, over 800 points, so you're in their record book down there in Dallas. How about playing in that stadium? What advice would you give to your teammates down there in that one?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. There's a lot of distractions down there. You know, that big screen, and then there's always something going on. Any stoppage in play, they've got people dancing or some sort of something going on. So, I mean, it's definitely a fun experience, and you know, I know a lot of guys are kind of looking forward to getting down there. But, yeah, you know, just kind of keep your head on straight and try not to get too sidetracked with what's going on in the peripherals.
What about this Viking team, Dan? This team seems to have an awful lot of talent. What are your thoughts on what's transpired so far this year and what you expect to happen down the road?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think we've got a great locker room, you know, on all sides of the ball. We got a lot of talent, and you know, more importantly, I think we just got a lot of good guys. We all get along well. There's no real egos in the locker room, which is nice. And yeah, I think we just got to, you know, play our game, do what we know we can do, and go down there and execute. You know, it's going to be a tough one for sure. It's always tough on the road, and Dallas has got a good squad. But, you know, I think we've got some good things going, and we just have to kind of focus on those and hopefully go down there and win the ball game.
What was it like when you got picked up by the Vikings last year? Your thoughts on joining Minnesota?
Well, I was excited. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, all the things we just talked about there were obviously a draw. You know, good locker room, good team, a lot of talent, great staff, and then great organization. So, I mean, it was a pretty easy decision for me. You know, I left a little bit on the table last year. I didn't perform quite like I wanted to, but, you know, I was glad to be back here for this year and get a full off season under my belt and get some good work in there. So, yeah, it's been great. I'm really enjoying Minnesota and just a great organization to be a part of.
Cowboys are called America's team, Dan, but now that you've gotten to see Viking fans, like last week, that was a great turnout in Kansas City, and Packer fans traveling to support their teams. Do you think that nickname is still true?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really kind of a cool experience to go down there on the road in a place, especially a place like Kansas City where, you know, they're known for being loud and rowdy and everything, and we had a really good showing, so... yeah, I mean, I think it's been really great to have our fans travel. Hopefully we can have the same thing this weekend in Dallas.
Who's a better golfer, you or Adam Thielen?
Oh, man, that's a good question. We've talked a lot about, you know, going head-to-head, but we haven't actually made it happen yet. So I'm going to you know, take the higher road and say that he's probably got the one up on me, but it's... Hopefully, you know, this spring or something like that, we can get out and swing the sticks a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a fun match to watch. And by the way, it's Adam, we're bummed out because he's got that hamstring. He didn't even practice yesterday, so that was disappointing.
Yeah, well, you know, Adam, he's a competitor, and, I mean, there's nobody that wants to be out there more than him. And, you know, hopefully we can get him back here soon for sure.
How come you went to Oklahoma State, not Minnesota?
Well, I wanted to, you know, stay a little bit warmer, I guess, would probably be the main thing. No, I, you know, growing up in Oklahoma, it was, I went to a real small high school, and I just didn't have a lot of offers. So, you know, I kind of had to stick close to home and take what I could get.
Yeah, well, it turned out to be a pretty good choice for you. And home of our buddy Big Kevin, too, was an Oklahoma State player and retired, of course, as one of the great Viking defensive tackles, Kevin Williams. The other thing I was going to ask you, Dan, is as far as practice goes and that facility out there now that you have it, that they put up for the Vikings, is that similar to anything in the country, or is that kind of exceptional what you're practicing at?
Well, I mean, I would have to think it's right up there with the best of them. I mean, there's no stone left unturned out here. I mean, they've got everything from that you could think of. So, just a great first class facility. You know, I can't really think of anything else that we would need. So it's just a pleasure coming out here every day and going to work, knowing that you're gonna have the best of the best and you know, kind of have that served up for you to be your best every day. So I couldn't be happier. I think they did a great job with this facility out here for sure.
Didn't Ricky Fowler go to Oklahoma State, speaking of golfers?
Yeah, he did. We were there. We crossed over a couple of years. We lived right next to each other in the dorms there for a year. But, yeah, he's an Okie State guy as well, so it's good to see him doing well on the golf course for sure.
How about Tiger Woods? I see he's had these wild card selections as captain of the U.S. President's Cup, but he picked himself. That's probably a pretty good pick, I would think.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you would have to, you know, judging on how he played, what was that, last week or the week before, I mean, it kind of makes the most sense. And from what I understand, I think he had some buddies kind of pushing him to to make that decision as well. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, what an exciting thing to watch him, though. I mean, he's really, you know, that comeback and the Masters win and all that, I think it was good for the game.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It helped everybody, I think, in some way, shape, or form. Hey, Dan, listen, have a great trip to Dallas. Enjoy seeing some of your friends, and then we'll look forward to you kicking the winning field goal on Sunday.
All right. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
He is Dan Bailey, kicker for the Minnesota Vikings, on their way to Dallas this weekend on WCCO. Adam not available today because he's not even practicing right now, which is disappointing, but you want to get that hamstring rested so you can have him for the stretch run.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.